So in order to benefit all mother sentient beings echoing in the midst of space, I must attain the state of full Buddhahood by every means, and for this purpose I shall now listen to the teachings of the sublime Dharma. So please clarify and adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
Yes.
So the part regarding the section of teachings that we have arrived at, contemplating on what will occur in the future lives, the happiness and suffering of the two types of beings, then we are at the portion on contemplating on the sufferings of the beings of the lower realms, and within the lower realms we arrive at a section about contemplating the sufferings of the beings of animal realms. Yes. So here at the middle of the page 170, then in the text here, Lama Tsongkhapa mentions that the lifespan of the animal realms is again indefinite. Some beings in animal realms have lifespans that last for an eon, and some beings in animal realms, like the insects that we see around us, die very quickly, therefore they have unfixed lifespans. In regards to beings who have lifespans for as long as an eon, an example would be the Naga King, whose name is called Ocean. Such a Naga King had been existing since the previous times, and he once mentioned to the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, that in the beginning of his life, he had a few members of his entourage, you know, his few family members, attendants, and so forth, like other Nagas within his entourage. And however, nowadays he is more and more, his entourage has kept on increasing into a considerable size. So I was asking the Buddha for the reason. And so the Buddha mentioned, you know, within the 1,000 Buddhas there to descend, the 1,000 founding Buddhas there to descend upon this earth, 3 Buddhas have already passed, and now we are in the era of the fourth founding Buddha. So those, and during the times of those 3 past Buddhas, those hearers, the hearing disciples who heard the Dharmas in those times, then those that whose view did not, view of reality did not degenerate, whose view did not deteriorate. However, their activities, their actions, and as well as their lifestyles, these degenerated, and therefore their ethics. So their lifestyles and actions degenerated, resulting in a broken ethics, you know, broken ethics. So this caused them to be born as such nagas, because their view of reality, their view was not did not degenerate, therefore they did not fall into the lower realms, they did not fall into the hell realms, but because of their broken ethics, then default ethics, therefore they were born as nagas. Yes. So in general, the sufferings of the beings in the hungry ghost realms, because such beings are unable to find food and drink, therefore they experience sufferings of hunger and thirst, and constantly being tormented by such sufferings. And there is, because of not being able to find sustenance of food or drink, then their skin, flesh, and blood, all these dry up, and they have a very desiccated look, you know, very sunken, desiccated look. And then even their bones and so forth, all these are like dried up. So therefore, their mouths are extremely dry, and then their tongues, because they're unable to find moisture, so their lips are their tongues are constantly licking their lips, and then they have, because of such a dry, desiccated state, they have like some appearance of burnt logs. Yes. Then contemplating the suffering of hungry ghosts, then these are the sufferings of such beings are divided into beings of three categories: beings who have external obstacles, the hungry ghosts who have external obstacles for obtaining food and drink, and the hungry ghosts who have internal obstacles for attaining food and drink, and hungry ghosts who have obstacles within the food and drink. So the first one, those who have external obstacles for obtaining food and drink, then such beings from afar, they see bodies of water, such as springs, lakes, and ponds. But when they come close to these bodies of water. Either, you know, there are a lot of thorns that grow around the pond. So there are a lot of ponds that grow, thorns that grow upon that obstructing them from drinking the water. Or they see, when they come close to the bodies of water, they also see the different beings holding swords, long spears, and short spears, you know, different kinds of weapons blocking their way, so they're unable to enjoy the bodies of water. Or as they come close to bodies of water, become pus and blood, you know, become pus and blood, and so they're unable to enjoy it. Or even when they see from afar a fruit tree with lots of fruits growing on top of it, then when they come close and finally make their way and arrive at the foot of the tree then dries up, and then the fruits, you know, disappear from the tree, so they're unable to fulfill their desire for food and drink. Yes. So during the time of the Buddha, there was one hearer that had, when he was sleeping one night, you know, that his karma, his karmic appearance of the hungry ghost realm was awakened. So the karma to have that appearance of a hungry ghost realm was awakened during his time of sleep. So that in the middle of the night, he felt very thirsty. And then so he went to look for water to drink. Then he arrived at the river Ganges, which you all know is a very large river. However, when he arrived at the banks of, you know, on the riverbed, that all he saw was just sand. You know, there's only sand and no water. So then he went around searching fruitlessly for water. He was unable to find any water. So I experienced great fatigue. Experienced great fatigue, and then went back to his place of meditation, the place of his went back to his abode. So the next day, you know, then the karma of such appearances, you know, had ceased. The karma for to have such appearances of hungry ghost realms had ceased. So then he returned to his normal karmic perception. Then when he went to where the body of water, where the river Ganga was before, and then the water was still there, you know. The water was still there as it was before, prior to his perception of the hungry ghost realm. La. Yes. So he that night when he went searching for water and did not find water, then he had left his trigger, his dharma rope. Yellow dharma rope in a tree across the river. In a tree across the river, and then when he went the next morning to look for his rope, it was hanging on the same tree that was across on the opposite bank of the river.
So
Then there are also the different hungry ghosts who have the internal obstacles for attaining food and drink. Then such beings have very huge stomachs, you know, goiters and bellies. Then they move about, well, they crawl about on the surface of the ground with their limbs that are as thin as straw, and that they have mouths that are as tiny as small as the eye of a needle. Then they, when they obtain food, then sometimes the food, they are unable to find food. Even if they find food, they are unable to ingest it. You know, that if the food is able to be ingested, but because the stomach is so great, you know, it makes no difference. The sustenance is not enough to sustain them. And then for some, there's also a class of hungry ghosts whose throats, you know, are knotted, mean to different. So they have not appearing in their throat, so unable to ingest the food due to those obstacles. So these beings, when they're unable to obtain food, then even if they obtain food and they're able to ingest it, then the solid food becomes like red hot iron, and the liquids that are ingested become like molten copper. And so they burn the insides of these beings, hungry ghost realm beings. And some of them have only feces and urine, you know, can only find feces and urine for consumption. So they have only very, can only find very dirty, stinking, harmful sources of food, you know, these things as their mere sustenance. Some of them are unable to find food, so they eat their own flesh. And for those hungry ghosts that have goiters, then some of them gather together and drink the blood and pus from the goiters of each other. Then in the text, then middle of page 171, then it talks about the abodes of such beings. Then the primary abode is 500 leagues beneath the earth, surface of the earth. It says in the text here, beneath the city of Rajagriha. So here, that is the principal abode, you know, of the hungry ghosts. And some of the hungry ghosts also abide in the region of the human realm. So, for example, some of these can be perceived when they are physically moving about, you know. Then one is unable to see an actual movement of a physical being, but one hears this sound like dro, dro, you know. So this kind of sound is caused by the movement of the hungry ghosts, as mentioned before, because their body is desiccated, so their limbs are extremely dried up. And due to the friction from the joints of their bones, you know, rubbing against each other, then they produce this sound like dro, dro, you know. So then also, sometimes at night, then you see this phenomenon.
Top top.
So anyway, that sound that is being made. Then there is also, sometimes you see in forests or certain places in the open, you see like fires that are not red in color, you know, that have spontaneously appearing. They look, have this bluish green appearance and look like little spurts, spontaneous spurts of fires and burning, bursting, you know, in the middle of the night. And these are said to be the presence, the signifying presence. Two or three such lights gathered together. So these are said to be like to signify the presence of the types of hungry ghosts that have called the blazing mouth. You know, they have fires blazing from their mouths. So this is sort of like a sign of their presence, yes. Mm. Within the human realm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 那那种的，那那么就叫过你，新疆是叫的，那个那就在我叫过跟咱们那里哦，把这个二姐姐嘛那个的，现在你出国答应了，写什么大了，写真来讲，一旦那样老兵碰吧，也接不动了，就像我们这边追工厂长啊，当机关，接把现在么子电子，看见看呢，看不见没得，到二姐姐就这边呢，没从现在把我军事人查遍，都在我们家，看见把瑞旅行接不得，打了丫头干部打不拉，啊，看见趁些看的嘛把的，写什么把给看不接把查了。 모르기는 나도 知道，查什么东西没得，平时懂的，早就这么的，娃娃情况没那啥了。一旦那么了，初级就是那往上了，过年你妈说，有些人没见得那个嘴巴子没弄，又根本就是说，他，你们嘞，你们再打打给学的呀，这些，送的我这些人，打电脑了，你这，一旦了，啊，你查中的东西是，比方你们这个没东西，查中的东西。 那查中的东西是啥子？那，草鞋高了，大白羊，那，竹，大白羊菜用的，啊，个菜用的东西。那，那么些中文高了，你买羊中么吃？啊，那个来就用的，嗯，等于用的用的。嗯，那俺几十年呢，那到到这个安卓，等于这个呢，嗯，那你搞来看呀？
So then, here at the bottom, page 171, then in the content of the friend Nagarjuna's friendly letter that is quoted here by Nam Tsongkhapa, most of the contents here repeat the description of the sufferings of the hungry ghost realms that we mentioned before this. And here, in general, the suffering of the hungry ghost realms is hunger and thirst. And also, other than the primary suffering of hunger and thirst, they also have other sufferings of hot and cold. So here, when it talks about hot and cold, and due to the karma, due to the karma of such beings, what they perceive is that at times of hot weather, even the moon, as the moon shines, the moonlight also burns them, causes them to experience the discomfort of heat. And even the moonlight can burn them. And then when the sun, at times of cold seasons or cold weather, due to their karma, then even when the sun rises, the sun appears freezing to them appears cold to them, freezes them. So in this way, they experience the suffering of heat and cold, you know, due to such perceptions being caused by their own karma. And other than that, they also experience the suffering, fatigue, and fear. So here, fatigue is because of their constant moving around, looking for food and drink, which they do not find. They experience great physical fatigue from such search, such an endless search. But also, when they do find bodies of water, as we mentioned before, when they try to approach these bodies of water, then it's guarded by other fierce-looking beings that drive them away with sharp weapons and knives, swords, and spears, and so forth. This causes them to experience fear. So they have this suffering of fatigue and fear as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 来了，直接都没得，就是他们呢，七八十多万，等人到，俺们呢，随时就管，就管就是说这东西，下巴都不能动，就管，前头不能接都不管，现在现在，身边看到没办法，我买个康巴什么的，那谁也管，看妈妈这边他妈的啥，没对比都是不行，确实没，那身边那个跟蛮久了，看见了没办法出去，哪没空啊弄啊，看见了，哪个弄，身边那所以空啊，嗯，麻烦了，这帮的些多，嗯，你们他确实能放的，罗的罗的干不了。
So as mentioned before, when these hungry ghosts, they see bodies of water. Then when they go close, come close to these bodies of water to drink it, then the bodies of water dry up, and what is left is only sand, the sand of the riverbed. So here, then following that, also sometimes when they come close, the water appears to be filled with masses of blazing embers, you know, as if it were burning, a burning substance. And also when sometimes the bodies of water appear to be filled with pus and blood, or filled with worms and various insects, you know, to become so filthy is almost undrinkable. Yes.
Nimbara, that's all my dreams. They just, no, just the music on the journey, 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 from the moment that song begins, just, just now, just now, na song, jibata, that singing, ba, song, ba, song, jibata. Now, just try to, just to come, just to go, to that moment, just to, just to send you, just to send you, just
嗯，我从马来亚送的，等于在那是没见农村行，搞这么几万亩不种种建的交通，嗯，你们打农事不农，嗯，第一，你确实都是土地的，日子么是不，真正的，但这个新疆没有的，但真正吃的就是一大清白银了，啊，你们打的，没见农不吃的了的，那新疆不买不起，嗯。 So therefore, in the top page 172, it talks about Lama Tsongkhapa quotes Chandra Gomi's letter to his student, whereby it talks about in the beings, even if they find water, bodies of water, then the waters become filled with putrid, extremely putrid substances that become so impossible to consume. Due to the extreme filthy contents, that even if they are able to move, go to the top of a cool hill with moist spring breezes here, as he mentions here, they are able to go to such forests, green forests, to seek shade and so forth. Then upon arrival, then immediately these trees lose their green color, you know, instead of having green leaves, then they turn it green, evergreen trees, then they turn into blazing trees and turns into a forest of fire, burning flames that would hurt them by burning them.
Yes. Mm. Mm. rida chapa son lo chage me chapa me tan chu de ni tu ba de chi ba ten ten ba ni du chi mi ya da ni no ma de lo chu ya ten ten ma zu gu gon sa en tu ten de gi ma mo ni ngo ya yu bi yo
so then when the clouds gather, then rain falls. However, in the realm of the hungry ghosts, they do not have any rain, even though the rain clouds appear. Then no rain issues no form of moisture issues from such rain clouds. Their way of raining is that they start to have a rain of iron arrows, you know, rain of irons, as well as smoking cinders. So it's like blazing embers, you know, the rain from the sky, and scissors, sparkling diamond hard boulders. So all these rain down and inflict pain, you know, upon the physical body of those beings and causing great suffering. So here, then regarding to at the bottom of page 172, then the beings of these hungry ghost realms, their lifespans are said to be 500 of their hungry ghost years. So 1 month in the human realm is equivalent to 1 day in the hungry ghost realm. So therefore, in the lifespan of hungry ghosts is said to be 15,000 human years. Yes.
So
So there was so in this case, when we talk about the Holy Ghost realms, then the beings in these realms for many years, they do not come across for many years of existence, they do not come across even one single drop of water. So there was, at the time of the Buddha, there was one hearer that whose mother had died and then 25 years later he had come across this hearer, and then one day 25 years later after the death of his mother came across a hungry ghost, you know, in his travels. Then the hungry ghost had a very fearful appearance, and then he ran away. So, but the hungry ghost called him back saying, "Don't run away, I'm your mother. Even though I've been dead for 25 years, I have not managed to find even a single drop of water." So then he asked, so the hearer asked the Buddha for help. So the Buddha said, due to the negative karma of miserliness, the mother was born in a hungry ghost realm. Therefore you should perform generosity in order to liberate her from such suffering. So the mother had a lot of wealth. So the wealth of the mother when she was alive, then the son told the mother, the hungry ghost, to give generosity, perform generosity of her wealth in her previous life when she was alive, but she was, due to her strong delusion, afflictive emotion of miserliness, she was not willing to part of that, to do that, so she was unable to enjoy the fruits of such a result. More stingy. Okay, so she was more stingy than when she was alive. So then, in order to help the mother achieve some merit, then the son took a piece of cloth, and offered it to the Buddha. Then at night time, the mother, the hungry ghost of the mother came and stole the cloth away. And then again, something was offered to the Sangha. So something was offered to the Sangha, and again the mother stole it away. So later, then what the Buddha did was that when the cloth was being re-offered, then he cut a small piece, small pieces of the cloth, cut it into small pieces, and then gave to the Sangha, telling them to make it as, use it for making their robes. And then so, using for making their robes, and hence the mother was unable to steal it back again. But due to that act, then she received some benefit.
Yes. 세네 코펜도 되거나 대토리 토는데 다 된들 내 거 좀 세디고 아 코 안에 다 들어가서 받을 또지 세비인데 류박감 뭐지 라반은 이야기 자침 뭐지 냐대요 다데 내가 어쩌좀 된 맞이에게 아니 뭐하는 거지 류바마 요송 아다 데뷔 대라 좀 때마다 다 세트와 지라마서 때마다 자기가 말 텐데 그 동안 영어 보고요.
Yes. So then, 미디 다짐 바로. 돈 바로 다짐 바로 랭코 겐테.
랭코 사데.
랭코 사데.
노스. 노봉지. 야외 노봉.
노스. So there was a acharya at the time of the Buddha. Then on his way to Bodh Gaya, then he came across a female hungry ghost. Then the female hungry ghost then told him that she, her husband had gone looking for food and was gone for 12 years and never returned. And meanwhile, she had given birth to 500 children, hungry ghost children, and was unable to. So therefore she had no food to give to these children. So she requested the acharya to please if she meets with the husband, to pass a message on the husband to quickly return, for they have 500 kids and then no food to feed the children. So therefore then the acharya then told her that how am I to recognize your husband since there are so many multitudes of hungry ghosts. So she said, if you see my husband, then his defining characteristics is that he has one blind eye, blind in one eye, and limp in one hand, and limp in one leg as well. So he has a very, amongst the hungry ghosts, he has an extremely pitiful appearance. So in this way, then while on his way, then he did indeed meet with a husband who had such appearances, as mentioned by the wife. Then he told the husband what the wife had said, and to ask him to quickly return. And then so he passed a message on to him. So the husband replied that up till now, in all these 12 years, he had only managed to find one spot of dried spit. So this dried spit was, he was held it within his hand, grabbing onto it very tightly as if it were very precious. And so this, and he said this dried spit was, expelled, was thrown onto the ground. When he received it, when a fully ordained monk, with pure vows, then had expelled and ground dedicated that spit to hungry ghosts, then he managed to receive that. So then, then only he received only that food. That was what he received up till now. And then what was within those 12 years of searching? Yes.
So some of the things I've made. 미개용의 지금 어서는 좋아 사용의지 성소 인더다 류지 체라는 게 봐요 말해서 뒤에 속에는 동안 친구 놓은 거야 나요 여지하게 내 여지 전래 첩 전부 매워서 류충의 여지 말해 다 대나시에는 예다다 전로 대제용 류지 체는 이 밤에 와지 최종 나서지 용이 와지
So then in terms of the size of their physical body, then again there is no definite or no certainty about the size, because as mentioned before, those beings who are born in the hell realms, if they're very serious or heavy negative karmas that were created which would propel them to rebirth in such realms, then they would have very large physical bodies, because the larger the physical body, then the more suffering they would experience within such realms. And for those beings who create the less negative karmas, then they'll be born as a being with a smaller physical body in such hell realms, experience less sufferings. So in the case that this is likewise in the same case with the beings in the hungry ghost realms and animal realms, that those with heavier negative karmas would end up with larger bodies, experience more sufferings, and those with lesser ones with smaller bodies and less sufferings.
Yes. Mm. 다다 메모모도 나오거든 샤지도 미라곤 차보즈 구메도 대선이도 샤 카야 자와도 동하면 너도 동무서지 소다 받아요 소가나 찬년도 동년도 예다도 동로 지역이 지역이 손범이도 동화 소 다기 치다 소냠데 다다지 냠나빠네 신는 제시 저비 인주와 마토 받고 공부자 신의 이름 마고모 tuichung se le gombe ne che yong me jor te sonore. Nima dan le se gombe yon du kong na rewa ta nga zo se go tong me ba ne du gombe ge wa che de wa yendu ne son de che ya ke re dan le henge mo 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 shoji yo de yor wa. Nima le de na ne chigan la mo de ne su yun ta su yun tam yon du kong na tam mage de sim jige suita la ni nan ni so sim ji ya ta cho ge ro ten de yin de ne nan zo dang ni so de jie chu jo ge so no cha de ya le ye de dang ni so de ji ban yin na ne ni so ge dong ha de zo to wan do me do ne sam na to ne so dong ha ko ye de dang dang na zo ni su go na me chu yun da bu ge me se to ge yin na yo ne chan zo to ma ro
那等下那些呢，长毛啊，这呢，这他，古梅话这，刚刚那么长的一个，对吧？那马龙嘛，这边呢，那那地图也没了。啊，你对，你要把参加的长年是要得说，那可是学那些自己的木等那个办了，没得对，也没去得过呀。巧话的啊，对，不给地的时候呢，那等那个东西用过，有的。 那肯定做多做多蛮多，我上面，一人就玩了多少。啊，等下那些那个做，一大路人呢，嗯，那啥都没了，那你们开始下个人呢，那你们这不对，动作够慢了。现在，等这些都打给，就头发上都麻了吧，嗯，对的，那你就当个生多要的，嗯，那，嗯，啥都这个多呢，那考虑起。
老九年人，考虑起嘛都蛮年了。那等着给弄个的，你说特别脏，没办法。嗯，别那些那个说，嗯，那都中个啥咯？不，等那个说大病都讲了，嗯，那这说没得吧？哎，用不着了。等着现在那几个几个说没干了，啥没？等着前面那说特别没办法。现在等着几个人那都还说特别蛮多，上面那就一张呗。
So therefore, when we meditate, when one meditates on the suffering of the lower realms, no one should arrive at a sense of great fear and anxiety, you know, towards on the rebirth that one that would ensure after, that would follow after this life. So if you contemplate the very fact that since beginning of rebirth until the present moment, one has been constantly engaging non-stop in non-virtuous sinful actions, and therefore such negative karmas, you know, would definitely, one has definitely created lots of negative karmas to be born within the lower realms. So due to such habituation to such negative karmas, at the time of death, you know, when these negative states of mind ripen, then it's almost definite that one will be born, you know, within the lower realms. So it's almost like we are very much ready to be born. We're very much ready to be born in the lower realms anytime. So then, what we need to contemplate is that if we're when we are born into the lower realms, are we able to actually bear the sufferings of the lower realms? So one needs to contemplate in such a way. One needs to contemplate on the suffering. One needs to contemplate if one is able to have the ability to endure the suffering. Of the lower realm. So, for example, when we are being burnt by a single stick of incense, you know, if we suddenly accidentally touch a lit stick of incense, they immediately retract, you know, with great pain and agony, you know, unable to withstand such a slight bit of burning. However, if we're born in the hell realms, you know, then we contemplate whether we're able to withstand such suffering. You know, as mentioned before, if you're born in the hot hell realms, then your body is indifferentiable from the fire itself. You know, in such cases, are we able to withstand such high temperatures and intense heat of the hell realms. Then likewise, if we're without sufficient clothing, if we're like naked, you know, at some place where it's really cold and the icy winds are blowing, then we are unable to withstand something like that. Then let alone, you know, if we're born in the cold hell realms, when our bodies are indifferentiable from the ice, the mountains of ice and snow. So therefore, to contemplate, to generate such fear towards such rebirth in the future lives, and that we therefore also contemplating that if we are to go for one day without food and drink, you know, one experiences great agony of hunger and thirst, you know, and such irritability. But however, if we're to be born in the hungry ghost realm, when for our entire life, one may not even come across a single drop of moisture for, you know, 15,000 human years. How is one able to withstand that? So as mentioned in the story before, he was searching for 12 years and came across only one little bit of spittle for his sustenance within those 12 years. And how, you know, how would one be able to withstand such a situation, you know, if one were to be born within it? How would one be able to bear with such a situation? So also, then, when we are being bitten by one mosquito or some little bug, you know, then immediately one is unable to bear with such a suffering. You know, one gets very irritated and very unhappy and moody and so forth. But however, if one is born in the animal realms, when the animals consume each other, prey on each other, you know, that would one be able to withstand, you know, such immense amounts of suffering compared to that, you know. So that this way, contemplating the sufferings of the lower realms, one generates great fear towards such rebirth. Then the purpose of this fearful mind is that due to such fear, then one searches for an object of refuge that can protect oneself from such fear, and one then engages in the practice of refuge. Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the Dangan Song of the Hunt and Lady Ovares and Shiva Tam the Pengi Omare, the Bom Gogore, Yoni on the Converti Vajena, Ninjis Rabbi Lotje to be your river. Then Tombon and Magomba, Yona Tutum Longe the Goma Gomje, you know, and then Lon Juba Totom Mare. Indu Shin and Yila Magomba, Tutum Zero Gominate on the Jurus, and Jote, New Jenis.
So then, therefore, when so therefore, these such descriptions of the lower realms, you know, it's not meant for a mere intellectual knowledge only. One needs to actually meditate on being physically in such situations oneself in order to generate the fear, you know, to generate the fear or the feeling for the actual lower realms itself. And so, and also, when talking in terms of meditating on the lower realms, again, it is not like a short a period of time or just a mere slight effort for over a restricted period of time to generate to try to generate the feeling. If one does not exert great effort over long periods of time, one, you know, again, such experiences, the actual result of fear will not, resulting fear will not arise easily. Yes.
Mongaji Pyongyang ane lelok che loro ma che de en ku ga wo ke mo ga ji pa da ne ne en di ni la pro che so mo ga ji pu za na yo lelok ke loro ma ji a che che de ne ku ga wo mo ga ji pa da de ni ne ji jo wa che ne yin jo che wa ta che ro che ji so ni ba yin jo wa che ji se da jo wa che ne mo ga ji pu ni mo jo de no wa se da jam jam 你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说你们说 ni. Da yenda no na tenka no ye zo de yo ro. Da so ni to ma yin de ne. Di ni no na ni so yo ju ma re se. Yu ti be ka la. Kun ge so ni ra de shu. Le lo chen ne. Tu sam ji ge yo ma re. De ni shi de de no ju ya re se na. Yu ni kun ni xia da chu. Da ta na ngo ma shi de ma to ngo shi na de ta na ro ju re se. Ni ju yo. Mahogaji pada shudu, mahogaji pada ne, ayatakari yasi. Lelo se yate nyeba tende yawari, ene zonri yako zonmuse, zonmuse.
So therefore, then here again mentions a story from the basis of discipline, whereby it mentions that Ananda, the Buddha's close relative, who was ordained as Buddha's attendant, Ananda had two nephews, who became monks and were ordained, became monks, and started to train under him. And while they were studying, learning to read the scriptures, then after reading only a few passages, then laziness would overcome them. And then they were unable to, you know, then they were not, they were just not willing to pursue their studies due to laziness. Then so Ananda handed them over to the other attendant of the Buddha. Another Buddha's disciple called Moggallana. So Moggallana again trained these two monks, and again they were lazy. So Ananda then told Moggallana that you should try to arise remorse within the minds of these two nephews and let them generate the mind of renunciation towards samsara, cyclic existence. So Moggallana one day skillfully took them both on a leisurely stroll. And while doing so, he emanated the scenario of the hell realms. So, you know, within that, then there was the sound of, you know, cutting, hacking, and beating, and so forth. So the two nephews, who were very curious, then went over and saw the hell gardens were sort of boiling, putting two large kettles on boil. And then so then they asked the hell gardens, you know, is this aren't you going to put someone into this, knowing that it was recognizing it as a hell realm, then you ask the hell guardians, aren't you going to put anybody into these two big boiling kettles to boil? So then the hell guardians replied that, oh, there are two nephews of Ananda, of the Venerable Ananda, who are ordained, but due to the laziness, you know, and not practicing the Dharma, after the death, they will be boiling. These two kettles are meant, boiling kettles are meant for them, you know, be waiting for them. So therefore, then these two nephews generate great fear, you know, that it is only because they're alive and not dead. Otherwise, they will be, if they're to die there and then, you know, immediately they will fall into the lower realms and be placed into those two big kettles to boil. So then they went to consult Moggallana, and Moggallana then told them that it is such, you know, that the faults of laziness, if that one does not practice Dharma, and then one ends up being, you know, in the lower realms. Yes.
Then they call you to do some. Then they say, you know, Mogaji Pui, Chi Nane, Thai Ne Tru, Konin Temple. That they call that any Thai Ne, Thai Buddha Pomo, Tender Mombo, Timote, Tender Cheda Tong. Any Kumani Nana, Thai Pomo Mato, Thai Pomerachi, Tender Kumani Tong. 제대로 공급의 소원이 여러분들 전에 전주 장미요. 전주 장미 신한 대제와 연결해서도 아니 거니까 다죠. 그래서 공급하는 야수인 거. 공급 단다 뭐가 이거. 근데 뭔가 지금에 제가 전주 장미를 전주 장미 편향된데 이거요. 대마대는 연대 현현의 전주 장미를 연결해서 선물.
So then due to such fear of the lower realms, then they engage in the practices of the scriptures, you know, with great joyous effort. Here is translated as joyous perseverance. So, persevering the practice, then one day, again, their mentor, Moggallana, then took them on a leisurely stroll, and then again emanated by power, by the strength of miraculous powers, emanated the a vision of the heavenly realms. And this time, then they came to hear the music of the different godly realms, you know, of the magical lutes and so forth. Then they went to witness a spectacle and saw the vision of the heavenly realms, which was like the celestial palaces of the gods, filled with lots of heavenly maidens that were playing, you know, goddesses, but there were no gods, you know, male gods. So then they asked the goddesses why there were no gods in their palaces. Then it said, well, this is because when Ananda has two nephews and they are engaging in the practice of joyous perseverance, you know, in their practices, and after their death, they would be, due to a virtue of that, they would be born into this celestial mansions together with us, you know. So therefore, the two monks were extremely delighted and then went first to ask their mentor, Moggallana. Moggallana then replied to them that, yes, this is truly the benefits or the beneficial results of the practice of joyous perseverance. You know, by persevering joyfully in your Dharma practice, you achieve such results of rebirth in the higher realms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 로하는 고아치 영문의 주마지바 대시도 소주 주미소진 고가 자구소 대니 이 전에 낸지 영문 주범료 대다 주시에서 시시비 뭔가지 비추되는 라지 못하고 송소 네 말이다 근데 전류 잠들에 가운데 공개 그래다 마 주송인 그 가운데 가세는 단조 가운데 요 놓지 낸로네 낸로네 젠로야다 あれ、なんか年度年度じゃ、さっきも言ったんだけど。え、年度年度じゃ、で、年度年度じゃで、え、3000、3000日比どんどんし、4000日もとよまれせや。え、てじそ。てじそ言うのはな、え、ね、ん今で。年よ、え、ね、さだめのしゅね、その時期です。 휴양이 말이야.
아,
So then they continued, these two brothers, and continued in their practice of joyous perseverance, you know, engaged in joyous perseverance in their Dharma practice. Then one day Moggallana taught them, was giving a sermon, a Dharma sermon to them, and then was mentioning the same teachings as we mentioned before, in the past few weeks, you know, when you talk about the section of the precious human rebirth, and that was various freedoms, the various leisures and opportunities, which you talked about that those beings, the number of beings who were born from the higher realms, from the happy migrations, you know, to the suffering migrations, from the higher realms to lower realms, you know, are like the beings on the ground, you know, like are like the number of atoms, you know, in the sands of the ground of the earth, and then those beings who were born from the lower migrations, you know, suffering migrations to the higher or happy migrations, you know, are like the number of sand particles, you know, in one's fingernail, the nails of one's fingertips. So therefore, they're talking about the immense number of beings who are born from, who fall from the higher states to the lower states, and the number, very few beings who manage to be born from the lower states to higher states of existence. So therefore, when he taught about this and gave this sermon, then the brothers then curiously asked him that after being born, the brothers curiously asked Moggallana that after being born in the heavenly realms, then when their karma is exhausted, would they once again fall and be born in the lower realms? And Moggallana then replied saying, yes, you know, that until you cut through your afflictive emotions, then until you sever the root of your afflictive emotions, your afflictive emotions will cause you to continuously circle within cyclic existence without end until you manage to sever them. So therefore, then this circling within the higher and lower states of cyclic existence is like the analogy of a water wheel. So nowadays we don't see a water wheel anymore, but in the olden days, this instrument was used for transporting water, for bringing up water, you know, from the rivers and so forth. But nowadays you see similar kinds of models of water wheels for fun, you know, for play. So however, what you see is that as the water flows, then the panels that transport the water then unrise and fall. And sometimes they're below, sometimes they're above, but once sometimes they come from below to above, but once they're up there, then they'll definitely go down again. So therefore, cyclic existence that was given as an analogy for the cyclic existence. So in this case, so therefore, even if one is born in the higher realms, you know, with a magnificent body, then when that karma is exhausted, then again one falls in the lower realms, experiences suffering. So when upon hearing such a fact, then the two brothers joined a great disenchantment or sorrow towards cyclic existence and generated the mind renunciation and requested Moggallana to give him a sermon about the means for cutting or severing the root of the afflictive emotions to free themselves from cyclic existence. And so Moggallana gave them the actual teachings for severing their afflictive emotions, and then both of them attained arhatship. Yes.
tena nelong go chen nam du bi som bi che ba de ji thaba de ko je te tu bi ju sa wa ne no nga go ma nga kwa yin bi de me nga la tom ba shen ju ba na yin de le thaba sun ju me ba yin no ni ma de ta na zo na chu du ya la ta le lo che de ya ke le long go ya ke thap da ani chong du ba de ya ke thap ga re se na ta men tu nga go ma de re se ku ga ba sa wo ni ge tōngbō, tā lē lō chē tōng rū tāng kē yō mā rā. Tēn yā wā tēn, ānī tē dōng nā mā sō wā chē, jīk tā chē, tē wōng kē tōng rū tāng bā yēn dū, ānī tōng rū tāng yā kē jō lā dōng nā kōng bā tēng ngā wā rē sī. Tēn nō chē, ānī kōng yī lā yōng, ngā sōng nā chē kē rū yā sā mē nē, sē tē wē ngā sōng tā jū mā chē, ngā mōng jū mā chē bā tōng kō wāng kō kō rē sī, sōng yī dū, tē nā kō bē dōng nā lā yīn yō chē nē, tā nyō mō chayāgī tāp sūngrō jīrīsāne yī tāpāda kōr tāpā tōngjī jī lō jī dōngā kōmbāda tēn ānī tēlā tēnī tāpā tōpā yīndū tēlā kēnī tāpā tōyāgī tāvī jūtē dōngā kōmbāda rē yīndū tōmā shāyī jūpa nāyō yīndū nā mēngā lā tēlā tāpā sūngyā yō mā rēs tā tōmā shāyī jūdī yō rā tīkāp yī nāyō ānī lēlā ngō jī sūngrī tāmyā kē tēnā dōngā kōmyā tē lēn thāgwa tā tōmbā lāyō sōngyā yō mā tē sōngbā rē tēnā yīndū ngā sō nā ngā sō dōngā kōmyā tē kē chīmbā yīmbā rē
So here, when one is meditating on sufferings, that the purpose of on generating or meditating on suffering is that it puts a stop to our laziness. So when we practice the Dharma, you know, then we encounter the obstacles, a lot of obstacles created by laziness, you know, the lack of desire to practice the Dharma. So in order to stop that, then the best method is to meditate on suffering. By meditating on suffering, then it spurs us to practice the Dharma, increases our joyous perseverance. So by for example, as mentioned in the story, that the two nephews of Nanda, by meditating on suffering, then they generated great fear and then engaged in joyous perseverance, you know, in terms of their Dharma practice. And thereafter, this beginning of their joyous perseverance was due to the fear of suffering, because in the meditations of suffering and the fear arisen from that caused them to engage, you know, to develop such good qualities of joyous perseverance. Then not only that, then later on when they asked their mentor whether they would be born again into the lower realms after despite obtaining a higher rebirth, and then when the mentor replied that as long as you do not cut through your afflictive emotions, you know, you'll still be born with cyclic existence in the lower realms to suffer. So therefore then they due to the fear of that cyclic existence, then they generate a strong renunciation or the desire to achieve liberation from such a state of cyclic existence. Then by meditating, then they attain liberation. So therefore all this later quality of achievement again was dependent upon their meditations of suffering. Here in this case, meditation of the sufferings of the general state of samsara. So in this case, then the very primary or the very root cause for achieving liberation then comes from meditating on the sufferings of cyclic existence, comes from meditating on suffering. Then here Lama Tsongkhapa says that even when the Buddha, you know, our founding teacher, the Buddha, was alive in this world, then he had no better method or instruction to teach, you know, other than suffering, in order to arise the thought of liberation, the desire to attain liberation within our mind stream, that the Buddha had no better instruction than this. So therefore, it is very important, we should understand that it is very important to us to meditate upon suffering in order, on the suffering of the lower realms, and especially in order to give rise to the positive qualities of joyous perseverance in the path.
Yes.
So here, according to this anecdote, you know, then one can see very clearly that how the path, you know, should be cultivated in terms of the graduation, starting from the being of the lower, starting from the path of the lower capable being, and entering into the training of the path of the middling capable being, that one needs to follow such a stage, step-by-step process. Is very clear in such analogy, in that the two nephews, initially, you know, due to fear of being born in the lower realms, they engage in great joyous perseverance in Dharma practice, they eventually attain due to the fear of the lower realms, then they engage in Dharma practice, and then they could be born, then they aspire to attain this higher state, higher status of rebirth as gods, you know. Then later on, when they went to ask their mentor if they would be born again into the lower realms after, despite having born as gods, then the mentor replied that, you know, still due to affective emotions, one will still be born in the lower realms, and then they generate the mind desiring to attain the state of liberation. So then they generated the state of renunciation in this way, which is corresponding to the path of the middling capable being. Whereas previously, the one aspiring to be free from lower realms and to attain a higher state, you know, that was a path of the lower capable being, and then the second one was the path of the middling capable being. So therefore, in this anecdote, it illustrates very clearly how one should cultivate the manner in which you cultivate the path, the order. Yes. So then regarding the measure of the attitudes of these two types of persons, you know, capable beings, the measure that one should meditate, to what extent that one should meditate, then it says here that it should be similar to the anecdotes of the two nephews of Ananda. So when the two nephews, one should meditate on the suffering of the lower realms until one generates or arrives at such a measure of mental capacity as the two nephews of Ananda, and that whenever they meditated on the sufferings of the lower realms, prior to hell realms, you know, or the lower realms prior to eating, then they were unable to partake of food, they lost their appetite. And then having partaken of food when they meditated on the suffering of the lower realms, then this would cause them to vomit, you know. So therefore, you know, one should meditate to such extent, you know, that one develops such a strong sense of revulsion for the lower realms. Yes. So therefore, then when one says here Namatongkhapa calls for Nusurpa, who said that when he was meditating on the lower realms, then he examined in his mind whether he had, in the past he had created the cause to be born in such miserable realms, and if at present he was currently creating the cause to be born in the lower realms, and in the future whether he would consider creating the causes for the lower realms. And if he found that any of this were present, you know, then he would meditate on the fear of how it would be like to be born in the lower realms, you know, the fear or a sense of destitute that one would be experiencing when one is being born in the lower realms. So it says here, like with your head pounding or like a man struggling in the desert, you know, to consider the fear and sense of destitute is so intense. Yes.
So え、ね、そのとこが芸術だと、ちょんばいな。で、ご案内さんの情報。で、ちまんの情報。え、ちま、情報になよ。匂うるのや。え、てんでよくです。え、だ、な、情報が芸術だと、その、え、れた、ん、もばい、そんぼし。な、てんでしてもいいじゃん。え、ね、ちま、ね、そのとこが芸術だと、匂うじゃ。てんでのよ、いないよ。え、匂うじゃね、ん、 もうもの存分。あ、たばたんじみじょんどや、てんでちゃべいな。てんでき、むばいな。なじべけばて、こんにこんのペや。あ、てがのじ、ね、さるでよ、げば、あ、ともじとびしょぐて、てんでじんで、たりてんで、そんぼいんさ、てんでさんね、てんでたんじょとよちえとばちちえごあれです。あ、たんだ、ね、どんがさん、ていじょ、あ、まかわいな。ね、そうそうじいさんにんで、さびかぶら、ね、
So here, by contemplating in this way, then if one, so it's very important to examine, you know, honestly, one's mind stream, you know, whether one has the causes to be born within the lower realms. So this is extremely important practice, because then through such examination, then we'll come to understand that this physical basis that we've achieved right now, you know, this body, human rebirth with its leisure and opportunities to practice, you know, this is a very excellent basis for Dharma practice. And then we will try by meditating on the sufferings of the lower realms and meditating on the causes, you know, present within our mind stream for such rebirth, then one generates great fear. One generates great fear, and one will be able to engage in practices of purification and confession to purify all the negative karmas, you know, previously accrued or accumulated in the past. And also, regards to the negative karmas that in the future, then even though they may be created, but then, you know, this will drastically decrease the amounts that one would possibly engage in the creation. So in this way, and also the virtues that one had created in the past, you know, that one would be able to redirect the virtues and make new prayers, you know, for more virtuous fruition, such as to achieve the results of liberation from cyclical existence, and also attain the states of omniscient Buddhahood and so forth. So by dedicating the past virtues in such ways, then one will cause the past virtues to increase. And also when one is due to such a mind, then again, one will be able to earnestly engage in practices for accumulating new virtuous actions. So then one generates this the understanding and determination that this excellent basis for physical basis for Dharma practice is achieved only this one time, and therefore one strives to make such a rebirth of leisure opportunity meaningful by using it to practice the Dharma. Then one must contemplate on such things now, because if when one falls into the lower realms, by contemplating these things now, one is able to do something to change the situation. But if one does not contemplate them now, when one is actually born into the lower realms, then one is unable to do any form of practice to correct the situation. And even if one finds a refuge to protect oneself from such sufferings of the lower realms, at that point of time, you will not be able to find any.
Yes. 수신지진들
So therefore, then at the bottom of page 175, then again, Lama Tsongkhapa, to support this point, quotes from Shantideva's writings, Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds. So here, again, it says that, you know, when one needs to remember the contemplate and bring to mind sufferings of the lower realms, then, so, you know, and then when one finds the one has accumulated, then the negative karmas to be born in the lower realms, and one is able to do something right now, you know, right now one has the ability to do something to rectify such a situation. If one does not do it now and one has the ability to do so, when one is actually being born into the lower realms, at that point of time, one is unable to seek an actual object, unable to find an object of refuge. So it says here, who will protect me from this great terror? Saying thus, I will stare aghast and search all around for a refuge. So at that point of time, when one is driven by great fear, then even if one searches around, you know, staring eyes, you know, great aghast with terror, then one will not find an object of refuge, and then you'll be completely dejected. Then that sense of dejection will even create more fear, greater suffering, greater fear. So at this point of time, to understand that this rebirth, that having created such causes for rebirth in the lower realms, the only object of refuge that has the power to protect us, you know, is present in the three jewels. Therefore, you know, one needs to go for refuge to three jewels, and one directly engages in the practice of refuge. Yes.
The Dane Rawa Tamde, Tang is only Doma Tanda Laveno Gojade, Rawa Tamre, Jebar, Shivji Chama, Timanija, not the Timanija and only UV, I think Nibar the Taku. Nibar the Taku Bamazi, Yon the Taku. Deva Tamji Maweva, Deva Tela, Nikom Jene, some of the Tongores, some good songs.
Yes. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the preceding discussion, you know, up to this point, what he has discussed within this Lamrim Chenmo, the sections regarding the lower realms, is only a very brief, mere overview, you know, of regarding the situation of the lower realms. And regarding, one should read the scripture called the Mindfulness of the Excellent Teaching, and one should by all means read that scripture in order to familiarize oneself with such the contents within the scripture, where it explains more thoroughly the situation of the lower realms. So one needs to not only read the scripture, but one needs to read it over and over again, and not only read it many times, but also to reflect upon the contents that one reads and meditate upon it. So all the teachings you've heard, please retain in your mind stream and put them in the actual practice.